You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, indeed, boys and girls, there we go. Starting off a Thursday morning, great to be with you this morning. It is The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3 Cool FM. And we've made it, yes, it is Thursday. It is the 26th of May. Just taking a quick look at a few things, as we do, as we wake up this morning. Some of those things relevant to today's date in the world of entertainment. And we're going to start off back in 1969. John Lennon and Yoko Ono, well, they decided to stay in bed. Yes, they began their second bed-in for world peace and invite the media to film them. In room 1742 of the Hotel de Lorraine in Montreal in Canada. If we all stayed in bed, the world would be peaceful, wouldn't it? Let's take a look. In London in 1974, 1,000 people needed medical treatment and a 14-year-old girl died. This was when a crowd lost control at a David Cassidy concert. And last but not least for the moment, in 1975, American stuntman Evel Knievel, he suffered severe spinal injuries in Britain. This is when he crashed his bike. It was in his car, wasn't it? He was attempting to jump 13 of those London buses.
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun.
Good morning in the morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
the best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Sprung from cages on highway 9.
Show with Jerry D.
Started off with Bruce Springsteen from 1975. That was Born to Run. It was his first worldwide single release, in actual fact. Achieved little initial success, though, outside of the United States. Within the US, though, it didn't do too bad. Got a lot of play on, rock stations, progressive and album-orientated rock radio stations. Also, Springsteen's first top 40 hit in the Billboard Hot 100. Got as far as 23. Followed on with what I consider to be one of my top songs coming from the Hollies. And that was some long, cool woman in a black dress. Now, I've always said if I was to sort of invent a cocktail, that's probably what I'd call it.
Just got down to work and everything went great. So I caught a bus Wednesday, thought a vacation well deserved, and all my edges frayed. Address your be first. Have another taste of
strolled along the seaside amid all the vulgar, cheery crowds, and a boy cries for his dog. Stolen by a reptile, his mother explains he surely drowned as he weeps upon a the receiver on the phone, no messages returned. So I started up a new thing, something about to see a boy and his dog, and these were the first words. Dedication TK,
oh yes, a little bit early, because they're the Decemberists, that's what they're called, and that was Midless Author. Time on the Breakfast Show, we are 15 minutes after the hour, 6 o'clock. Let me say a very good morning. I have a nice message in overnight from Martin de Vries, over there in The Hague, in the Netherlands, in Holland. And he says, look, in the shower this morning, I know you've got it. He says, because I've heard you play it before. Could you please play DJ Bobo? You know which one it is? Well, it's this one.
Chihuahua. 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 Chihuahua, yeah, that's cool, alright. It's fun. In the life without sorrow feels young. When you think about tomorrow, say yo. When you're about to freak out, just go in and shout it out loud. Chihuahua here, Chihuahua there. Everybody wants it everywhere. Sing it loud, and life can be so easy. Chihuahua can make you move. Chihuahua. Parking space, there it is, my place. Someone else wins the race. No, I give up, today is not my day. But then I take a deep breath and say, calm down. When you're about to go crazy, turn around and feel as fresh as a daisy. Just run, because it's time to go. Have fun and let the whole world know. Chihuahua here, Chihuahua there. Everybody wants it everywhere. Sing it loud, and life can be so easy.
Chihuahua.
Can you feel the groove?
Chihuahua.
What can make you dance?
Chihuahua. 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 Chihuahua.
Yes, there we go. Always gets you going in the morning, that one, doesn't it? We only get it out special occasions when somebody wants us to play it for them. Anyway, it's time to get you out of the shower at this point. There we go. On your way to wherever it is you're going. And I hope you're going to have an absolutely wonderful Thursday. And again, big thanks to Martin de Vries over there in The Hague in Holland for dropping this little line. Nice to know you're out there. I suppose that's got your afternoon started off rather well, hasn't it? I hope it has, anyway. Time on The Breakfast Show, if you are keeping the eye on the time, 18 and a half minutes, that's after the hour of 6 o'clock, of course. Sophie Ellis-Bextor, and 13 Little Dolls.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
It's a human sign when things go wrong, when the sender.
just passing through.
There we go. Yes, Sir Elton John and the Panau remix of Cold Heart. Love that one. I said that one would do well, and it did as well. It got to the top of the UK charts, did that one. And time on the Breakfast Show, 25 and a half minutes after the hour, 6 o'clock. Exactly. How's that for timing? Here's something a little bit slower for you this morning. I love this one. It's called Skin.
I wish I could pull away the clothes that dress your mind. As easy as when we both undress each other. Underneath the southeast sky, I asked you for a light. Now I'd do anything to keep us together. Don't say that you're giving up. What if you decide that you don't want to wake up to? I don't know what I'd do. Cause I've built my life around you. Don't you know the skin that you're given was made to be lifted? You've got the light. You've got the life worth living. Bursting down to Waterloo just to feel control. I can't fix everything as much as I want to. You're so much different now. It can't destroy you. So don't say that you're giving up. What if you decide that you don't want to wake up to? I don't know what I'd do. Cause I've built my life around you. Don't you know the skin that you're given was made to be lifted? You've got the light. You've got the light worth living.
Love that lady. Joy Crooks. And that was called Skin. And that's going to bring us down towards the bottom of the hour. So we're going to do this.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. A Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El Call Center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alóricapanamá.
What's up, your car won't start, you can't travel and breaks your heart. Valet Motors will fix it or get the parts. Just call 6431-0419 and your car will be fine with Valet Motors.
Valet Motors.
It's Morning Radio, the Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
And great to be with you this morning, half past the hour of 6 o'clock, and it is the 26th of May. Yes, we've made it to Thursday. And if you're with us, if you've just joined us, a very good morning. Let's take a look at the local news for this morning. First of all, I can tell you it's a cloudy morning. The reason I know that is because I'm having to use a light to read the local news headlines. The report from the Department of Epidemiology of the Ministry of Health highlighted for Wednesday that in the last 24 hours, three deaths were reported from COVID-19 and one from a previous date was updated. With the new deaths in the country, there's now a cumulative total of 8,236 deaths with a lethality percentage of 1. The number of new cases of those infected on Wednesday, 3,825. The Ministry advised that they did 16,879 tests applied. This gives a positivity percentage of 22.7. Now, according to the report, there are 29,029 active cases, of which 28,779 are in isolation, 250 are hospitalized. Those who are in isolation, they're divided into 28,722 in their residences and 57 in the so-called hospital hotels. Now, while those hospitalized, we've got 211 patients in the wards and we have 39 patients in the intensive care units. A national health alert has been issued by the Ministry of Health due to the possible appearance of the monkeypox virus in the country. It was confirmed on Wednesday. In a statement from the Ministry of Health, it is specified that the alert was confirmed by Minister Luis Francisco Sucre, who explained that the measure requires all health personnel, both from the public and private systems, to report anyone with suspicious symptoms of this disease. Similarly, it is highlighted that it was ordered to redouble epidemiological surveillance in hospitals and entry points of the country before the entry of any person with symptoms of the disease can get around. The Court of Honour and Discipline of the Cambio Democratico, the CD party, began on Wednesday. The oral hearings of 15 deputies considered dissidents who face a process of expulsion and revocation of mandate. In accordance with what is established, this process will take place, different hearings, and the first corresponds to the deputies Yanabel Abrego, General Secretary of CD, Nelson Jackson, Hernan Delgado, and Mercedes Galvez. And at the end of the hearing, the prosecutor of CD Collective, Oraul Andrade, expressed that they have respected all the guarantees of the process and trust that the deputies will be sanctioned for failing to comply with the party's statutes. In a term of 5 days after the last hearing, the Court of Honour and Discipline will make its pronouncement. The judge of guarantees, Adria Jose Hernandez, charged on Wednesday the alleged commission of the crime of embezzlement against the former director of the Panamanian Autonomous Cooperative Institute, IPACUP, and this is Willie Chin Lee. In the hearing, which was held at the accusatory criminal system of the First Judicial District, the anti-corruption prosecutor, Olmedo Gomez, presented as an argument an audit of the Comptroller General of the Republic that revealed a series of irregularities in the appointment of officials and the unjustified payment of per diems for the sum of $194,000. A ruling by the Supreme Court with a presentation by Judge Angelo Russo de Sereno and the disagreement of Judge Maribel Cornejo denied La Prensa the habeas data request to find out who are the beneficiaries of scholarships and non-reimbursable financial aid from the Institute for the Training and Use of Human Resources, IFARU, that exceeds $50,000. With the resolution, the IFARU nullifies the scope of the transparency law on the use of state funds. Strictly speaking, the IFARU did not provide the required data or indicate where they could be consulted, said Judge Cornejo on her saving vote. The authorities of the Public Ministry and the National Border Service Centrefront reported that 12 people were apprehended for their alleged involvement in illegal migrant trafficking from Panama to Costa Rica. The first Specialized Prosecutor's Office Against Organized Crime of the Public Ministry reported that 20 proceedings were carried out in different parts of the country. And it was also pointed out that this criminal group was engaged in the smuggling of national migrants from Haiti, Ecuador, and Bangladesh. The criminal behavior carries a sentence of 15 to 20 years in prison. The public ministry will request the formulation of the corresponding imputation, said Marquez. And the former administrator of the Panama Canal Authority, the ACP, Jorge Quijano, described a situation of blackmail that he experienced when he held that position and went to the Budget Commission of the National Assembly to support the entity's budget. They put me in a little room and they took my cell phone. They, this is the deputies, all the parties were represented there, he said. Later he added that they wanted to raise the budget for the contributions from the canal to the state from $1,640 million to $1,800 million. I told them, I'm sorry, it cannot be done. He narrated that he still has the letters stating that the deputies asked him for jobs and specific increases for employees who were part of their groups. Isn't that patronage? They couldn't count on me, he said. And the mayor's office of Panama, yes, we talked about this, I think, yesterday. You waiting for the plate for your car or the sticker to go in the window? Well, the mayor's office of Panama reported that it began in this month of May with the delivery of vehicle plates for new cars. Likewise, he announced that next July he will supply, that's this coming one, don't worry, not next year, he will supply the decals corresponding to the year 2022. The entity explained that the delay in the delivery of the plates was due to the fact that the Chapala Vocational School faced a shortage of supplies, such as reflective paper, due to the logistical problems that currently exist for the importation of products. The mayor's office distanced itself from the crisis in the delivery of these plates and stickers by pointing out that their only function is to deliver them to users. Regarding the decal, he indicated that the design corresponds to the Land Transit and Transport Authority, while the manufacturer belongs to Chapala. That's it. It's never my fault. It's always somebody else, isn't it? Time on The Breakfast Show, 22 and a half minutes. That's before the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's Breakfast Show. Here's Lenny Kravitz, called Low.
Yeah. someone's always left out in the rain. Is there a chance that we can make it? Just keep it real, cause we can't fake it. Yeah. Cause you and I can't take this anymore. We've got to keep our feet right on the floor. There's no more secrets, no more lying.
There we go. Tell you what, Lenny Kravitz and Low. I don't know if you remember, we had her on the program a couple of times. It was Gaz Kaser, who's a great drummer, lady drummer. And she was here. She was working with the Danilo Perez Foundation for a while. And yes, she was super kind of. But the thing is, if you watch the video of that song on YouTube, Low by Lenny Kravitz, she's drumming with him. In actual fact, he got in touch with her and asked her to go over to Paris and join him and make the video. And very good it is too. And what a lovely lady. She's really nice. That's Yaz Kaser with Lenny Kravitz on Love. No monkeypox on this program, but we do have gorillas. This is the Gorillas and Sorcerers. That's it. That's Gorillas and Sorcerers here on this morning's breakfast show. What we got lined up for you today? Tell you what we have. I'm happy to say that we're going to be chatting with Dr. Computer. Yep. He just got back, apparently, I believe, from a trip yesterday. And we're going to be chatting with him in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. I think we're going to be talking about blogging today. I thought it might be an interesting topic. It's not something that I sort of get into, I must admit, but I know Alex has got a lot of knowledge on that. And I thought, well, let's talk a little bit about blogging. If you're a blogger, let me know what you think, where you are, what you do, what do you blog about. So we're going to be talking about blogging. Lovely word, isn't it? It's got a lot of G's in it. And by the way, talking of tech, did you know, by the way, that hackers can breach your security through, believe it or not, your printer? Wolf, HP Wolf Security protects you. Now, you can switch to the world's most secure computers and printers, and all you've got to do is visit DataServe's Instagram, and this is at DataServe Panama, and get to know the HP Wolf security technology. That's absolutely fun. It is true, you know, they can get into your system different ways. Of course, your printer is connected to the whole system. They get in, they go rummaging around and screw you up. So that's what we're going to be talking about. They're going to sponsor Alex's section this morning. And so we're going to be talking about blogging a little bit later on. Look forward to that. I look forward to everything, really. If I wake up in the morning, oh, gosh, here we go again. Dan Hartman on this morning's breakfast show.
Music right now on The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. flag, eating your digestive biscuits, hitching a lift up the M1, Delaney and Barney.
Called My Sweet George. It's by the Supernaturals. That's a five-piece guitar-based indie rock band coming from Glasgow in Scotland. Their best-known song, by the way, is called Smile, and I Wasn't Built to Get Up. They were both, by the way, featured prominently in a series of television adverts. Supernaturals. And before that, well, that was Dan Hartman, of course. And I was just looking, I thought I would look him up, and I took him out and said, oh, there's a nice pic. Gosh, he's still looking young. The picture was taken back in 1985. Even I looked young then. But that's it. Dan Hartman, singer-songwriter and a record producer as well. And he wrote Free Ride as a member of the Edgar Winter Group, and the solo Relight My Fire, the one that we played. Instant Replay, another one of his, I Can Dream About You, We Are the Young and Second Nature. Most successful, I Can Dream About You. And that reached number 8 on the Billboard Hot 100 in 1984. One of the things we do like on this program is good cover songs. One of my favourite songs from the Rolling Stones, because sort of going back a bit in time, is A Paint It Black. How about this version? This comes from Ciara.
Like a newborn baby, it just happened.
I think that's absolutely brilliant. That is Ciara and her cover of Paint It Black. If I get little goosebump things when I listen to a piece of music, I know it's good. And that's one of my all-time favourites, the original from the Rolling Stones. Ciara Princess Wilson is her full name. Putting Princess, what a good idea, putting Princess in the middle of your name. Hey, isn't that cool? But Cara Harding, she did it a different way, but there we go. Ciara Princess Wilson. That's what Jerry King D, shouldn't I really? But she is an American singer. She was born in a place called Fort Hood in Texas. Her family eventually settled in Atlanta in Georgia. She joined, by the way, the girl group Hearsay, and then later signed a publishing deal and befriended producer Jazz Farr, who recorded demos that would appear on her debut album. With his help, Ciara did sign a record deal with LaFace Records. There we go. Love that song. Right, we're going to do this.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imuento 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
And it's great to be with you on this Thursday morning. Thursday, 26th of May. Just woken up. Good morning. Nice to have you with us. A bit late. Let's take a look at some of the international news headlines, or what we call it's depression time. Russia has shelled more than 40 towns in Ukraine's East Donbass region, destroying nearly a dozen high-rise buildings, authorities said on Thursday, as Moscow's forces sought to surround their Ukrainian foes, outnumbering them in some places. After failing to seize Ukraine's capital, Kiev, for its second city, Kharkiv, in its three-month-old war, Russia is trying to wrest full control of the Donbass on behalf of separatists. The industrial region comprises the Luhansk and Donetsk provinces. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Wednesday savaged suggestions that Kiev give up territory and make concessions to end the war with Russia, saying the idea smacked of attempts to appease Nazi Germany in 1938. The angry comments by Zelensky and a senior aide come as Ukraine troops are facing a renewed offensive in two eastern regions that Russian-speaking separatists seized back in part of it back in 2014. British Foreign Minister Liz Truss accused Russian President Vladimir Putin of holding the world to ransom over food, responding to a question about whether she supported lifting sanctions in exchange for grain exports from Ukraine. It is completely appalling that Putin is trying to hold the world to ransom, and he is essentially weaponizing hunger and lack of food amongst the poorest people around the world, Truss said. This was during a visit to Bosnia on Thursday. We simply cannot allow this to happen. Putin needs to remove the blockade on Ukrainian grain. And Russia is advancing a new law allowing it to take control of the local businesses of Western companies that decide to leave in the wake of Moscow's invasion of Ukraine, raising the stakes for multinationals trying to exit. The law, which could be in place within weeks, will give Russia sweeping powers to intervene where there is a threat to local jobs or industry, making it more difficult for Western companies to disentangle themselves quickly unless they are prepared to take a big financial hit. Pakistan's ousted Prime Minister Imran Khan disbanded a protest march by supporters on Thursday after clashes with police outside Parliament, but threatened that they would return unless an election was called within 6 days. Khan had rallied thousands of supporters to Islamabad, with plans to occupy sensitive parts of the capital until Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif gave in to his demand for new polls. The Khan told his followers on Thursday morning to step back while delivering a fresh ultimatum. Pakistan and the IMF have worked out the outlines for the release of over $900 million in funds that would come through once Pakistan removes its fuel subsidies. A Pakistani source directly involved in talks in Qatar said, requesting anonymity. The talks in Qatar, Qatar's capital Doha, and the resumption of a funding program concluded on Wednesday. An IMF official said in a statement that considerable progress had been made, but he emphasized the urgency of Pakistan removing fuel and energy subsidies to get back on track. Pandemic hit Shanghai, China's financial hub, unveiled more post-lockdown plans on Thursday as it moves towards a return to normalcy. But a nationwide economic recovery is still a distance away, heightening a sense of urgency for more support. China's biggest city, by economic output, has suffered from the lockdown imposed in early April. Other cities, not under lockdown but still hammered in by the COVID curbs, including Beijing, have also struggled with the highly transmissible Omicron, provoking stronger responses from health authorities this year. And Philippines President-elect Ferdinand Marcos on Thursday promised to prevent any foreign interference in the running of his country and to defend sovereign territory and stand up to any Chinese encroachment in the South China Sea. In his strongest comments yet on how he will handle ties with China, Marcos, who takes office on the 30th of June, said that he would resist challenges from Beijing and stick to the 2016 ruling of an international arbitration court that made clear the Philippines' economic hold on the island. Ankara observed a positive attitude towards lifting of an arms exports embargo during talks with delegations from NATO applicants, Finland and Sweden. President Tayyip Erdogan's spokesperson said on Wednesday, "We've seen a positive attitude towards lifting of embargo regarding defense industry products during this meeting. This is a pleasing development," Ibrahim Kalin said. Well, Sweden and Finland had banned arms exports to Turkey after its Syria incursion against the Syrian Kurdish YPG militia. Ankara considers the group identical to the PKK. And Fortescue Metals Group is funding research by a quantum computing venture into ways to produce cheap and abundant green hydrogen. This is as part of the Australian mining giant's ambition to become the world's top green energy group. Which sounds rather strange, doesn't it, coming from a mining group? Anyway, there we go. That's it. There's a look at some of the international news headlines for this morning. Time on The Breakfast Show, 6 minutes after 7 o'clock. This is Kenny Burke. And what's he doing? He's apparently rising to the top.
Keep on moving, 'cause I know we can.
Well, there we go. Yes, rising to the top, Mr. Kenny Burke, here on this morning's breakfast show. Keep an eye on the time. Just want to keep you up to date. It is 10 minutes. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. There are plenty of ways that you can keep up with us here on the breakfast show. Want to join in? You can WhatsApp us on 677-18822. Yes, 677-18822. It pops up right here on our screens in the studio. You can call us on 223-5162, where Yasmin is waiting to talk to you. English or Espanolish.
223-5162.
And if you're outside of Panama, just add that plus 507 in front of those numbers. TheBreakfastShow.com.pa and, of course, on social media.
Is anybody out there? Come here! Don't touch that dial.
Some people call me the space cowboy. Yeah. Some call me the gangster of love. Some people call me Maurice. The pompous of love. People talk about me, baby. Say I'm doing you wrong, doing you wrong. Well, don't you worry, baby, don't worry. 'Cause I'm right here, right here, right here, right here at home. 'Cause I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. I play my music in the sun. I'm a joker, I'm a smoker, I'm a midnight toker. I give my love and all.
Steve Miller Band, of course, and Joker. And 14 and a half minutes exactly, that's after the hour of 7 o'clock. We're going to take a look and see what the weather's doing. We can start off by looking out the studio window. And it's a cloudy morning this morning. Don't see much of a break. Of course, they did say, arriving yesterday and hanging around probably until tomorrow, is the second tropical wave is coming in. And what happened to... breaking out of summer into it's like October, November, as I keep telling you. Right, let's take a look at Costa Riva. In the province of Colón, for today. 29 degrees Celsius is the maximum temperature, 23 being the minimum. 35 degrees Celsius, that's the thermal sensation, with 87% relative humidity. Chance of a few showers during the course of this morning. Isolated rains with thunderstorms coming in the afternoon over there in the province of Cologne. And tonight, it's going to be cloudy. So there we go. Moving over to this side of the isthmus to West Panama. 28 degrees Celsius is the maximum temperature, with 23 being the minimum. 34 is the thermal sensation, which isn't too bad, and 84% relative humidity. Isolated rains with thunderstorms during the course of the morning and the afternoon, and a few showers tonight. So it's definitely going to be a Paraguay day for you today. Moving along the coast a little bit to us here in the metropolitan area, 28 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, with 24 degrees Celsius being the minimum. 33 is the thermal sensation, which isn't bad at all, really. It's quite pleasant. I know somebody will be happy about that, Mary Lou. 83% is the relative humidity. Isolated rains with thunderstorms this morning, this afternoon, and a few showers tonight. So pretty much the same as West Panama. Moving out into the Gulf to round about the Perilous Islands, going out that way. We have got for you today 28 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature. 26 degrees will be the minimum. 34 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation, with 84% relative humidity. They've got the same as well. Isolated rains with thunderstorms during the course of the morning. Few showers, though, in the afternoon. And stormy rains coming back to the Gulf during the course of tonight. So there we go. That is the forecast for you. Let's take a look at maritime conditions for today. We're going to start with the tides on the Pacific. High tide was at 12:46 this morning, and that was 4.11 meters. We've got low tide 6:44 a.m. We've missed that one, and that was 0.88 meters, or of a meter. High tide again 1:08 in the afternoon, 4.51 meters. And the last low tide, that'll be at 7:21 tonight, and that'll be 0.76 of a meter. On the Caribbean, we're looking at low tide. That was at 4:39 this morning, and that was 0.03 of a meter. High tide will be at 9:17 this morning, 0.09 of a meter. Low tide again, 2:46 in the afternoon, minus 0.03 of a meter. And the high tide, the last one, 10:18 tonight, and that's going to be 0.3 of a meter. And that's it. There are your tides for today. Now, we do have, I'm happy to say, the sort of sea conditions for you for today. Starting off on the Caribbean coast, we've got good conditions, no advisory for you. Light winds, 4 to 8 kilometers an hour, coming from the southwest with 3-foot waves. In the afternoon, let's see if it's, we've still got good conditions, no change there. Still light winds, 2 to 8 kilometres an hour. That's coming in from a southwesterly direction, and waves at 3 feet. Taking a look at the Pacific, we've got good conditions over here as well. We've got 4 to 10 kilometre an hour winds coming in from the north-northeast during the course of this morning, with waves at 2 feet. In the afternoon, not much change. We've got 4 to 10 kilometre an hour winds coming in from the east-southeast in the afternoon with 2-foot waves. So there you go. That's your weather for today. Definitely, I guess, Paraguay time. Not too much in the way of sunshine, apparently, today. Man-made paradise. That's what we need, isn't it? That's what Freddie Mercury is singing about.
To gaze into your eyes and see the fire as they glow.
Yep. Keep up.
Why you mad? Fix your face. Ain't my fault they all be jacking.
Keep up.
Players only.
Come on, put your pinky, bring it up to the moon.
Girls,
what y'all trying to do?
24 karat magic in the air. Gangsters,
gangsters,
bad bitches and your ugly ass friends. I cannot preach,
uh-oh.
I cannot preach,
uh-oh.
I gotta show them how I pimp, get it in.
First,
take your sip,
sip.
Do your dip,
dip.
Spend your money like
money ain't shit. Ooh, ooh, we too fresh.
Got to blame it on Jesus.
Hashtag blessed.
They ain't ready for me, I'm a dangerous man with some money in my pocket.
Keep up.
So many pretty girls around me and they're waking up the rocket.
Keep up.
Why you mad? Fix your face. Ain't my fault they all be jockin'.
Keep up.
Players only.
Come on. Put your pinky rings up to the moon.
Girls,
what y'all trying to do?
What you trying to do? 24 karat magic in the air. Hit the toe so clear. Look out. Everywhere I go, they be like,
following on from Freddie Mercury and Man Made Paradise, it's Bruno Mars, 24K Magic. And that was off of his studio album of the same name. 2016 was when the album came out on Atlantic Records and released as the album's lead single on October the 7th in 2016 for digital download and streaming. And did rather nicely for him as well. Our breakfast show time, 27 minutes right now. That's after the hour of 7 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. This is Kip Carnes, Under My Thumb. That's it, Kim Carnes and Under My Thumb. Breakfast show time, boys and girls. We are exactly half past the hour of 7 o'clock.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentra 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El Call Center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alórica. Panamá.
And it is time on this morning's breakfast show. In fact, 28 and a half minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, we're going to take a look at some of the world business headlines for this Thursday morning. World shares were mixed on Thursday on persistent concerns over slowing economic growth, and after the latest US Federal Reserve minutes confirmed its intent to tighten monetary policy quickly. While Wall Street rallied after the minutes, which showed a majority of policymakers backed 50 basis points rate hikes in June and July, along with a unanimous view the economy was strong, the mood in Europe and Asia was more subdued. The pan-European stocks at 600 equity benchmark rose 0.2% in morning trade, while the MSCI's broadest index of Asia-Pacific shares outside of Japan fell 0.3%. Now that left the MSCI's benchmark for global stocks little changed, around 630 points by 08:34 GMT. The index little changed, around 630 points. The index is off though, the November 2020 lows, which hit earlier this month, but still down more than 16% so far in 2022. It's very difficult for investors to navigate the market at the moment with high inflation, slower growth, rising interest rates, and concerns about the Chinese COVID-19 predicament. But also, stagflation is looming as a potential issue at the same time, said Ryan Flesman, a senior economist at fund manager Comsec. Russia is advancing a new law allowing to take control of local businesses of Western companies that decide to leave in the wake of Moscow's invasion of Ukraine, raising the stakes for multinationals trying to exit. The law, which could be in place within weeks, will give Russia sweeping powers to intervene where there is a threat to local jobs or industry, making it more difficult for Western companies to disentangle themselves quickly unless they are prepared to take a big financial hit. Just in case you missed that when we read it out at 7 this morning. Global liquefied natural gas, LNG, buyers and sellers are bracing for more uncertainty over Russian supplies and a murky demand outlook from Europe and top importer China. This is in the run-up to peak winter season, industry executives have said. Western sanctions on Russia due to the Ukraine invasion have sparked fears of disruption of Russian gas supply to Europe, sending global gas prices to all-time highs earlier this year and raising energy security concerns. Moscow calls its action, of course, a special military operation. Oil prices rose on Thursday, extending a cautious rally this week on signs of tight supply, while the European Union, the EU, wrangles with Hungary over plans to ban imports from Russia, the world's second largest crude exporter after it invaded Ukraine. Brent crude futures, they gained 87 cents or 0.8% to $114.90 a barrel. And that was at 10:01 GMT. U.S. West Texas Intermediate WTI crude futures climbed $1.02 or 0.9% to $111.35 a barrel. Taiwan authorities raided 10 Chinese companies suspected of illegally poaching chip engineers and other tech talent this week. The island's investigation bureau said on Thursday, the latest crackdown on Chinese firms to protect its chip supremacy. Home to chipmaker giant TSMC and accounting for the majority of the world's most advanced semiconductor manufacturing capacity, Taiwan has ramped up a campaign to counter illegal poaching by Chinese companies in what the island sees as a threat to its chip expertise. If global automakers think that they can extend their dominance in China into the electric era, they may be in for a shock. Kings of the combustion age, such as General Motors and Volkswagen, are falling behind local players in the booming electric vehicle market in China, a country that's key to funding and developing their electric and autonomous ambitions. For Beijing office worker Tiana Cheng, the main dilemma when she was buying a 180,000 yuan, which is around about $27,000, Xpeng electric crossover, was whether she should go for a BYD car instead or a NIO. She did not seriously consider overseas marks. China's search engine giant Baidu Inc. on Thursday posted a net loss of 885 million yuan, about $131 million, for the quarter ended March the 31st amid an economic downturn and pandemic resurgence in China. A year earlier, it had posted a profit of 25.65 billion yuan, or 73.761 per ADS. Revenue rose 1% to 28.41 billion yuan, the slowest growth in six quarters, but topped an analyst's average estimate of 27.82 billion. Now, the IBES data, this is what it was shown from Refinitiv. Apple Inc. will raise the starting pay for its US employees, the iPhone maker said on Wednesday, as companies face a tight labor market and a surge in unionization efforts amid rising inflation. The starting pay for the company's US team members will rise to $22 per hour or higher based on the market, a 45% jump, by the way, from 2018 levels, Apple said in a statement to Reuters. This year, as part of our annual performance review process, we're increasing our overall compensation budget, company spokesperson said. And lastly, and not least, this is serious. A West London's Hook Fish and Chips, Bally Singh, is struggling to keep the tills ringing for a British tradition, with prices skyrocketing for fish, potatoes, cooking oil, and even the flour used for the batter the dish is cooked in. Were cranking up their bubbling oil fryers only to see customers staying at home. Singh said thousands of other normally thriving chippies across the island nation are navigating the economic fallout of the Ukraine war, the coronavirus pandemic and Brexit. Fish prices have gone up extortionately, oil prices have gone up extortionately, and everything across the whole spectrum that we sell has gone up extortionately, Singh told Reuters. And no doubt the price of fish and chips, if you want to buy them over in the UK, has gone up extortionately. By the way, I filled my car up last night. There's a shock.
Elvira. Elvira.
Papa, mau, mau.
I'll sing.
papa, papa, mau, mau.
Giddy up.
Papa, papa, mau, mau.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
That is Mr. Clark Dashler and Drowning My Sorrows. I tell you what, talking of drowning sorrows, and this is really quite... Let's put this into perspective, shall we? Just for a minute, just be a little bit serious. The Boeing 737 MAX, the passenger plane, remember what? The airliner was grounded. It was grounded worldwide. This was between March of 2019 and December of 2020, and even longer in other countries and jurisdictions. This was after 346 people lost their lives in two airplane crashes. It was a Lion Air flight 610 and an Ethiopian Airlines flight. So 346 people lost their lives, and these jetliners were grounded worldwide. Only 5 months into 2022, more than 17,000 people, including 650 children, have been shot and killed in the United States. In the latest violence, of course, a gunman killed 19 children and two teachers in Texas and Texas Primary School after barricading them in a single classroom. Okay? 17,000 people killed this year. And nothing, absolutely nothing is being done. Nothing is happening. Don't touch our gun laws, for heaven's sake. How many people have got to die? You know? It says here, nearly 41,000 people are killed by gun violence every year in the United States. And don't touch our guns. 343 people died in two airline crashes. And the aircraft was grounded for almost a year and much longer in some places. Please, when are we going to do this, you know? I can't give you the exact numbers right now, the last year, but 2019 in the United Kingdom, how many people died of gun violence? 33. 33. Tell me, what is the matter? What is the matter? 17,000 people. 650 children have been killed in the United States in gun violence this year.
Raindrops running down my summer, and I feel so lonely, and I feel so lonely, and I feel so spaced out, running into no one, and I feel so lonely, and I feel so lonely, lonely. All of my friends went home, and now that they are gone, I feel alone. So they stand running to tomorrow, and I feel so lonely, and I feel so lonely. Summer, and I feel so lonely, and I feel so lonely, and I feel so spaced out, running into no one, and I feel so lonely, and I feel so lonely, lonely. All of my friends went home, and I feel so lonely, and I feel so lonely, lonely. All of my friends went home, and I feel so lonely, and I feel so lonely. Raindrops running down my summer, and I feel so lonely, and I feel so lonely, and I feel so dazed and running to tomorrow, and I feel so lonely, and I feel so lonely. All of my friends went home, and now that they are gone, I feel alone. And all of my friends went home too soon, and so did you, and so did you. Raindrops running down my summer, and I feel so lonely, and I feel so lonely, and I feel so spaced out, running to no one, and I feel so lonely. Summer, and I feel so lonely, and I feel so lonely, and I feel so spaced out, running into no one, and I feel so lonely, and I feel so lonely, lonely.
Yes, that is called lonely, and I can tell you something. A lot of people are feeling very lonely this morning. Time on the Breakfast Show, 10 minutes before the 8 o'clock hour, and as I was saying earlier on, talk about getting a shock. I filled the car up last night on the way back from going to a little event. $85! $85 to fill up the car. Oh, well. Never mind.
Like a long, lonely street, I keep running towards a dream. Moving on. Moving on. Like a branch on a tree, I keep reaching to be free.
And place in the sun. Very good morning to Ashley. Ashley drops a line, says, good morning, Jerry, Yasmin, all your faithful listeners, and worldwide, yes, absolutely, too. Have a lovely day. And, Canada saga still continues. We're talking in American yesterday, weren't we, about visas? And our friend Ashley's trying to do one with Canada. Yes, if we could play this one this morning. Absolutely. Here's a different slant on Fly Me to the Moon. Time on the Breakfast Show. We're about 4.5 minutes away from the top of the hour. Check in the next hour with Dr. Computer, Alex Newman. We're talking about blogging. If you're a blogger, let us know your thoughts as well.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I do like that one. Fly Me to the Moon. What a great version that is. Gigi Delana there. And it has brought us right up to the top of the hour on this morning's breakfast show.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
Running around.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? Yes, I'm trying to be a little quiet. I am out tracking the intrepid kitty cat that I have to capture. We may not catch her today. I'm going to have to try to catch her on today, tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday. But on Monday, we're going to try to take Mamacita in to have her little surgery. You know, so she doesn't have more of these beautiful little kittens. So, I just wanted you to know, be very, very quiet. We are twacking bunny web. No, not bunny webbits. Kitty cats, putty tats. Yes, indeed. There's three little putty tats right there, and there's her mommy. And I've got to be very, very careful when I go to get the putty tat. All right, today is Thursday, which means tomorrow is Freaky Friday Fun Facts. Oh, I'm so excited. I have no idea what I'm going to say. I'll find out when I do my research tonight. But I'm wishing you all a wonderful Thursday. I'm hoping that, as I said, I have super, super, duper, pooper, scooper a success on catching these kitty cats for their impending surgery for, you know, having those you-know-whose cuts off. All right, very, very careful. Let's all tippy-toe back to where we need to go. Okay, I'm wishing you all a wonderful day, and back to you in the studio.
Lisa likes brandy and the way it hits her lips. She's a rock and roll survivor with pendulum hips. She's got deep brown eyes that have seen it all. Working at a nightclub that was called The Avenue, the barman used to call her Little Lisa Looney Tunes. She went down on almost anyone. But from the hard time living till the Chelsea days, from when her hair was sweet blonde till the day it turned gray, she said,
L-I-F-E-G-O-E-S-O-N.
You got more than money and sense, my friend. You got heart, and you go in your own way.
L-I-F-E-G-O-E-S-O-N.
What you don't have now will come back again. You got heart, and you go in your own way. Some people wear the history like a map on their face. And Joey was an artist just living out a case, but his best work was his letters home. Extended works of fiction about imaginary success, when chorus girls and neon were his closest thing to friends. But to a writer, the truth is no big deal. And from the hard time living to the sleepless nights, and the black and blue body from the weekend fights, he'd say,
L-I-F-E-G-O-E-S-O-N.
Got more than money and sense, my friend. You got heart, and you go in your own way.
L-I-F-E-G-O-E-S-O-N.
What you don't have now will come back again. You got heart, and you go in your own way.
On my last night on earth, I won't look to the sky. Just breathe in the air and blink in the light.
G-O-E-S-O-N. Got more than money and sense, my friend. You got heart, and you go in your own way.
L-I-F-E-G-O-E-S-O-N.
What you don't have now will come back again. You got heart, and you go in your own way.
L-I-F-E-G-O-E-S-O-N.
Got more than money and sense, my friend. You got heart,
and you go in your own way. L-I-F-E-G-O-E-S-O-N.
What you don't have now will come back again. You got heart,
and you go in your own way.
Thank you.
That is Nora and the Whale and L-I-F-E-G-O-E-S-L on. That's it. It's all spelled out. Seriously, L-I-F-E-G-O-E-S-O-N is the name of the song. Life Goes On. It does indeed. And, well, thanks to Ingrid for her nature programs. Like listening to sort of Sir Richard, not Richard Adams, Sir David Attenborough, sort of making his way through the jungle, one of his nature programs. Oh, well, good luck with finding those putty cats. And, let's see, what was it? So Jeff Beck was before that, and I Put a Spell on You, and that was feeling, featuring, we're not feeling Joss Stone, are we? We're featuring it. Time on The Breakfast Show. We are 24 and a half minutes. That's after the hour of 8 o'clock. You're listening to us on 89.3 Cool FM.
DataServe presents Tech with Dr. Computer. The innovations of our technological world are here on The Breakfast Show. This tech world is also a paradise for hackers looking to steal your information. HP Wolf Security protects you. Switch to the world's most secure computers and printers. Visit DSPMA.com and get to know the HP Wolf Security technology.
Yeah, there we are. A star performance there. I think that must have been Jack Nicholson. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. We're 89.3 Cool FM. Smoothest place on your radio dial. It is that time of the week. And I'm happy to say that Dr. Computer Alex Newman is able to join today because he's straight back from, well, his travels as well. Not looking for pussycats, but down there, you say you're in Mexico and in Argentina.
Yes, I was.
Oh, nice.
Yesterday was the day I was, you know, coming back to Panama, but the day before was Microsoft Build. It's an event that they have every year, and this is the first year that they've had both a hybrid event and an event in Latin America to coincide with the one in the U.S.
Oh, okay. So sort of simultaneously. Oh.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh. So there were some events like CEO Satya Nadella's speech that was common to both.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have specific ones with Latin America Microsoft partners that were talking about all the new stuff that Microsoft is coming out to help people build new tools and applications in the future, both for established professional developers that have now access to tools that enable them to do a lot more with a lot less. For example, there's something called GitHub Copilot that you basically tell it what kind of a program you want to write, and it starts the process for you.
Mm.
You can iterate through different ways of programming, and it can also help you with your existing programming to make it better. And this is just probably the first step of implementing things like artificial intelligence in programming. Because you can do things, for example, for non-programmers or for programmers who are just starting out, you can, you know, do diagrams like you would do on the back of a napkin,
mm-hmm.
and then it can generate applications out of that.
It's a cool question because, you know, I watch these people that do coding with sort of great admiration because it doesn't make much sense unless you're a coder, you know, with all these different things. But, you know, also, you know, when we use things like WordPress,
mm-hmm.
you have like a plain language, and then it goes and it converts it and writes it for you in the proper language. Is there anything in sort of coding for like new apps that you can sort of do it in a, like a plain language type of thing and get a, and it sort of work out the actual sort of thing? Like, you know, I want to put this in, I want it to be half an inch, and I want to do this or whatever, and then it goes off and writes it in code?
There is. I mean, there has been an effort for what's been called low-code or no-code applications,
mm.
where there's a very little amount of code actually involved from the user for very specific things, or you just diagram what you need if it's something simple like filling out a form
mm-hmm.
that will do mm-hmm. a certain task with the information in that form that can be done without requiring any coding on your part. It does help. For example, if this is something that you can then turn into an actual application using other tools, or if you need it to be more powerful, you connect that with other tools. So there will always be a need for, like, strong coding tools and, you know, for people who are professional coders.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But what low-code and no-code tools is doing is enabling people that need very simple tools or very simple applications to generate them themselves. which kind of trickles up to the rest of the complex applications or whatever, because if people who are not coders can develop simple applications by themselves, the more professional coders have to get better at it. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. it kind of raises the stakes for everybody, I think. And one of the things that I did ask one of the spokespeople there was, do you see this artificial intelligence being used for other things? And they say, well, really, why not? And we look forward to, you know, implementing it. Because, for example, if you're a systems engineer and you're designing the infrastructure for a company, it would be nice to, for example, have some artificial intelligence tell you, you know what, you should really look out for this, or you should maybe tweak that. It would be mm-hmm. a better practice. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If you're a security professional, it would be nice if an artificial intelligence would be telling you, hey, you might want to mind this gap here in your security, or you might want to increase this parameter here to make it safer. If you're a programmer, it could also tell you about these security gaps and things like that, so that software is more secure out the door.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be a welcome addition to a lot of the work that goes on beyond coding.
Mm-hmm.
Just maintaining everything working and so on. There is already some of that in the market right now, but it would be interesting to have it also embedded into a lot of the different operations, because that means the tools that are out there to complement the lack of that will also get better. Because if the good guys don't do this, the bad guys are going to develop their own artificial intelligence and say,
sure,
you know what, take sure. a look at uh-huh. this and tell uh-huh. me what the...
Tell me where I can get in.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Interesting. And was it with this particular sort of Microsoft, and any sort of new innovations?
About 50 of them. I'm reading up on all the more than 50 different announcements they made. But, for example, they came up with this new, it's kind of like a PC, but a lot more. Usually when you're developing tools for artificial intelligence, you leverage the computer's CPU mm-hmm. because it does mm-hmm. a lot of the heavy mm-hmm. lifting, the computer's GPU or graphics processing unit because it does a lot more of the heavy mathematical lifting. But there's also something called an NPU or neural processing unit, which takes care of very specific artificial intelligence related equations that are a little bit heavy duty for the GPU and even more so for the CPU. But then there's a fourth layer to this, which is leveraging cloud-based resources. So you could have like a small device like a cell phone that does have its own, usually, CPU, GPU, and NPU, and then use your programming tools to leverage artificial intelligence in the cloud to complement that
mm-hmm.
so that no matter if you're using a low-end phone or a very high-end computer, you have access to resources that allow you to have the same experience or a very similar experience no matter where you are.
Mm-hmm.
So they came up with this small box that kind of looks like a Mac Mini, but it has all the ports and all the memory and all the neural processing engine power
mm-hmm.
plus the
mm-hmm.
programming tools that mm-hmm. you need to create new applications that you can use either on your screen or on a pair of augmented reality glasses or on a phone, and so on. So it's kind of Microsoft's effort to say, here's a device that you don't have to put together, because we've put it together for you, and it has everything you need to start developing applications that empower you with artificial intelligence that's cloud-backed
mm-hmm.
and that you can use on day one. I mean, you can still build something like that on your own, but it's a lot more cumbersome, and you have several places to ask for support if something breaks. In this case, it's like a computer that's dedicated specifically for this. So that's one of the other interesting
mm-hmm.
developments. I'm sure a couple of people are going to start getting them as soon as possible and trying to tweak them even more and make them even better, because that's kind of the nature of, you know, developers and programmers and tinkerers and so on. So it's going to be interesting, you know, what comes out of all of this. Oh, and it also lets you develop for several different architectures at the same time. It doesn't matter if you're using an ARM processor on a cell
mm-hmm.
phone
mm-hmm.
or an Xbox console, for example. It can even allow you to have virtual computers in the cloud that you can test everything with and, you know, see how it's going to run in every environment. I mean, they showed us a lot of things, and I'm still just sifting through all of the material. The event lasts one day, but there's a lot more than one day's worth of information there. So it's going to be a good couple of days, you know, where we have to sift through the information. And if you're interested in not only in, you know, developing applications, but what the future of, you know, new applications and new ideas becoming reality is, then definitely you should check out all the information that's come out of Microsoft Build in the past couple of days.
Okay, very interesting. Hey, I tell you what, something which is sort of, being sort of, I guess, a little bit old-fashioned, but this thing with the metaverse, okay, and now they're, you know, I was watching a program where they're creating these environments that you can go into and you can, it's like a, it's an escapism. And that's what people used to use drugs for, wasn't it?
Or still do. Or books.
But it's, you know, what I'm thinking, will people get so immersed and get away that reality will suffer because of virtual reality?
That's already happened for years. I mean, in China and Korea and several other places, there have been instances where people stopped going out or eating or whatever because they were playing a game on a screen. Or on virtual goggles or whatever. I think we as humans have been addicted to things like that since anybody, you know, maybe in the, you know, 10,000 years ago started spinning around in circles and found out what being dizzy felt like. you know, before even somebody just chewed on a leaf and started seeing things.
Oh, that's nice. Yes.
So, I think, and I'm not a medical, you know, mental health professional, so please don't take any of what I say seriously.
Yeah, but don't do this at home.
Yes. I think that addiction is something that is intrinsic to humans, and, you know, we can be addicted to many things, not just drugs.
No, absolutely.
And, you know, the line between something being a hobby and a passion and being an addiction is kind of fuzzy for some people, and that's something that we as humans need to work on. And I think one of the first things that we need to do is, you know, realize that we have an issue, a problem, or whatever, and then take whatever steps are necessary, including seeking mental health, which fortunately is being less of a taboo.
It's becoming much more talked about now. And I mean, I think, you know, I think because of the what people have gone through with the lockdown for, you know, getting on for 3 years, it has brought it to the fore. I mean, you know, people were kind of locked up and they were caged, and that's not us. That's not humans. We don't like being locked up. Mm-hmm. We like, you know, we're a social animal. We like to be with other people. And I notice now it is coming, you know, much, much, much to the fore, which I'm really so, so glad about, because as I keep saying on the program, you know, if you have a physical disability, you can see it. You can react to a person and say, hey, you know, but with mental disability, you can't see it. And it's something people keep inside and they deal with it. And it can become bigger than reality with severe consequences.
You know? Kind of like, for example, with, you know, physical health, you know, there are places like gyms and whatever where you go to work out. And when it does become a problem because you don't work out, it's usually a bit late. So the effort that you have to make to get back in shape is a lot more. So same thing happens with mental health. There's therapy, and you can, the good thing about now, you know, this, our day and age, is that you can just, you know, get on a call on a computer or on a cell phone, and you can have a session with somebody and, you know, have some form of results. It's not the same, as, you know, being personally there, but that's kind of coming back. So I think people should realize that going to therapy should be like going to another doctor or to going to the gym or whatever. It can sometimes help a lot, and it can become a part of your life, just like working out or eating right or whatever. So
yeah, it's interesting because, I mean, with physical disabilities, you go to the doctor, and the doctor has, it's a physical issue. It's something that can be, but it's different with a mental issue. You can't see what the brain is necessarily doing. It's an interesting topic, and I'm really pleased to see that it's coming much more to the fore and being recognized. The other thing I wanted to touch on today, because I guess this is in your sphere, not so much in mine, but I've been bumping into more and more people that do blogging. You're a blogger, I guess.
I kind of am. I should do a little bit more, in that regard. Because I publish a lot of news and things like that on my website and on my social media, but I haven't taken the time to actually put my thoughts and words into paper reflecting my opinions or my advice or, you know, what I think, you know, about different things. For example, right now I'm talking about how to blog and things like that. Maybe I should write an article about this and, sure, you know, put it on my blog. So one of the first things that people need to understand, it's not easy. It's not easy, at least at first. It becomes easier as you get the practice. But just sitting down and putting your thoughts on paper and making them not only readable, but I would say relatable, is not something that comes easy. It takes practice. It takes effort. That being said, once you can do it, there's lots of places where you can do it and build some sort of a community around what you do. Most people who started blogging some time ago didn't do it with the purpose of making any money from it or building a community from it. They were just looking to put their thoughts to electronic paper as opposed to a physical paper. But it's been noticed that a lot of people have become like leaders of their own community by putting their thoughts to, you know, these articles and putting them out there for people to see.
How do you get them read?
Well, you have to start somewhere, even if nobody reads it. But there are things you can do to help others, you know, get to your content and then share it and so on. One of them is to interact with others in the same space. If you like to do radio stuff and you started, for example, blogging about...
This is blogging, isn't it?
It is, but, you know, in a spoken format.
Sure.
You know, in a spoken
saves me writing anything. You know,
exactly. But if we transcribe this, it could be a log, he carefully said. You know, it's kind of like that. But if you wanted to write about, for example, the equipment that you use or, you know, your work ethic or whatever, you would start somewhere. And that somewhere for some people would be places like social media. There's Twitter, for example, which is called a microblog because you have to write.
So what is the difference? I mean, for instance, if you're an Instagrammer, I mean, Yasmin does a lot. I mean, a lot of people. I met a very interesting chap the other day at a function. Who's got like an Instagram that post he puts on every day, and it's interesting. So is there a difference between sort of putting stuff on Instagram and blogging?
Yeah, usually blogging means more than, you know, 500 words of text. And it means adding a few images here and there to illustrate your point if you can, or if you need to. Some people blog without any images. So it's kind of like the difference between a short and a feature film in not only in the length but also in the depth of what you go into. Social media is usually not built for depth. You have to be very creative to add depth to whatever it is you're doing in social media. But in writing, you can, you know, go deep and you can write more and you can do more. It's more flexible, but of course, not every audience there will like something that's over 500 words long. You have to make it worth their while. So it becomes a challenge. You can publish your stuff in different places. There's free blogging sites such as blogger.com and Blogspot and all of those. But if you ever look for content on the internet, like how to, and then fill out whatever it is you need to know how to do, you usually won't find any of those free blog sites at the top of the search lists. Because usually, and this is, you know, this may or may not be true, but this is kind of Google's point of view. If you're using a free platform, you may not be as serious, you know, about providing value in your content as other people who actually do pay something along the lines of $50 a year or whatever to host their blogs. If you want to host a blog, you can do it using very simple tools such as WordPress. Simple but powerful. at the same time. For example, WordPress is what powers the pbcpanama.com website. And you can have a very simple, easy-to-use WordPress site for very little money, sometimes as, you know, low as, you know, $50 a year or less. And then all you have to do is hit publish and, you know, it goes out.
Mm-hmm.
There's stuff you can do, like plugins. These are little snippets of code that you can mm-hmm. add to your website
mm-hmm.
that do automated things for you. I have one called Revive Posts that will take everything that I post on my website, vidadigital.com.pa, and automatically put it up on my social media so I don't have to manually do it myself.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So that kind of saves me time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that kind of brings some of the traffic from my social media back to my website. And in my website, I also have links to my social media. So it kind of helps in that regard.
With a blog, do you need to work with it on a website, or is there sort of places you can go where it's like...
There's places you can go, like WordPress.com mm-hmm. and others, but at least in my perspective, from, you know, my impression is that Google doesn't value as much, you know, websites on those platforms
mm.
as it does if you host your own. And hosting your own has come down in price a lot. Of course, if you go to hosting places like HostGator and Bluehost and mm-hmm. GoDaddy, it's going to cost you a lot, and it's going to be slow, and it's going to be terrible, whatever. I've migrated tens, if not dozens, of people from places like GoDaddy and Bluehost and HostGator and so on to other faster, cheaper, better hosting sites that do support things like WordPress, and they've, you know, been happier for it.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes very little time to just set everything up, like 15, 20 minutes. You can be blogging, you know, with your own WordPress site and so on. And I can send you the link of where I host my stuff. It's mm-hmm. called servidoresrapidos.net, which translates to fast servers, because mm-hmm. they are.
Mm-hmm.
And they're also very inexpensive, and you can have your own blogging sites in minutes. I mean, and you don't have to publish every day. It's kind of a myth going around that if you publish every day,
oh right, yeah,
it's going to be better. It's not. Google will value how much time, for example, people spend looking at that web page and how quickly they click out of that page, for example,
mm.
if they find that the article doesn't grab them. So it's technically better to have one single good article a week that grabs people's attention
sure.
than seven articles that, you know, they just jump out of the moment they get.
I was thinking, I mean, you know, if you're writing something which, you know, affects you and interests you, I mean, I could probably do a blog on aging and the trials and tribulations of mental and physical aging.
Definitely.
Because it's a pain in the ass.
I would read that because that's where we're all headed.
Sure.
Some of us sooner than others. So
yeah, thank you.
I meant myself, but sure.
No, I mean, I'm already there. Just very quickly, one of our listeners did write in. We were talking earlier on about, you know, alcohol and drug addiction, and sort of saying, you know, could it be the same effect that perhaps one would have eventually with virtual reality that's an escapism? One of our listeners wrote and said, but alcohol and drug addiction is a disease. There is no drug or doctor that can help you. The only solution is spiritual program of action. And so, yeah, I mean, there's different ways of dealing with this. Because the thing is there a difference then between addiction and obsession?
Yeah, I think they're kind of two flavors of the same ice cream.
Mm.
But
perhaps an obsession is perhaps something you can pull away from, perhaps a little bit easier, I don't know.
Yeah, let's put it this way. Obsession is the kind of the accretion disk of the black hole, and addiction is when you're already inside the event horizon. Sorry about the astrophysics reference, but...
By the way, they have found a black hole in our galaxy. You
know? In the center.
Yeah.
Sagittarius A star, and they recently had a picture taken of it. Well, it's actually just billions of pictures and then averaging out mm-hmm. the whole components and everything. Because it's really difficult to take a picture of something that's
black.
Being blocked. Not only that, but being blocked by so much dust and debris in the way, plus a lot of the stuff that's around the black hole that does shine, it does so in frequencies of light that are not in the visible spectrum, so you have to correct for that and so on. It's not easy. Unless you're pretty, you know, near a black hole, there's not much you can do to actually see it except for its effect on other stars and things around it. I mean, the black hole in the center of our Milky Way is so massive that there are stars, entire stars, orbiting it that take just a couple of days to rotate around it. So imagine the amount of energy that is needed to just whip around a star like you would whip around, you know.
So that's sort of explaining, isn't it, the shape of our Milky Way, because we're in a spiral, and I guess eventually that's, you know, billions of years' time, we're probably going to end up there.
Not necessarily, because we're not within the radius of the inescapable zone of, you know, stuff that's inside the black hole. We're pretty far away. It's like a whirlpool in an Olympic swimming pool, and we're in one of the corners looking at it from afar. It's, you know, it's not going to be something that we need to worry about, at least not within the foreseeable future.
But it's wonderful, isn't it? I mean, we're talking about, you know, but this is the beauty, isn't it, of today's age, is the information age. We can get information on anything. It's so easy now. If I want to know anything, I just go in. Like this morning, I wanted to, you know, this morning I did a piece because I'm so sort of upset and despondent with the United States and this issue over gun control and what's happening. And I wanted to say, let me do a comparison. I wanted to check, and I just went on and said, how many people were killed by the 737 MAX crashes? And it was 343, I think it was. And I thought, well, 343 people were killed. And they grounded every single aircraft worldwide for almost a year in most places, and even longer in some other places. And yet, so far this year, 17,000 people have been killed by guns in the state, 650 children, and nobody's doing anything. Nobody's taking serious action.
There was another statistic that I read that I'm not sure if it's true, and if it is, it would be terrible. I haven't verified it yet. But it says that more children have been dying going to school from guns than police officers going to work from guns this year. If that is true, it's really, you know, shocking.
It is shocking. And in actual fact, one of our listeners, I'm just going to quote it earlier on, it was Ashti. He said, you know, he said it's in everybody's heart. Pro-life and pro-guns. They can't comprehend that. How can you be both?
Yeah, that's a difficult subject. I mean, most pro-lifers are pro-life until that person is born, and then after that, they're on their own. So,
anyway, I'm digressing. But this is it, isn't it? It's amazing. Sometimes I look at my laptop when it's switched off, and it's a black screen. And I say, I can turn that on, and I can go anywhere in the world. I can see museums. I can, you know, do it. And when that, again, it comes back to the same, when that becomes virtual reality, when it becomes the metaverse, where you actually go to the museum and it is like reality, it's going to be strange, isn't it? Because this is the one thing that worries me, is the fact that we find out that non-reality is so much better than reality that we don't want to go back.
Fortunately, I couldn't comprehend something like that because I find reality is interesting enough. I mean, I haven't figured out the plot. Love the cast, though. And, you know, every season they keep changing the plot. But still, I can understand that something like that could happen. And it's already happened. I mean, like I mentioned, there's a lot of places in Asia, especially, where people have been found not to go eat or to the bathroom or whatever.
Just playing basically a 2D.
Exactly. So how much worse could it get? I think a lot worse. So, again, we come back to the issue of mental health. And, you know, fortunately, more is being done. But I'm sure that it can probably get a little worse before it gets better. I'm sure it will get better. But I'm afraid that it might get a little bit worse before it does get better.
Because there's nothing, is there, so really on the internet or with technology that can assist people with mental health?
There's a lot. There are applications out there that are evidence-based and based in, you know, the scientific community and the medical community and the mental health community that you can use. There's also more commercial, more, I would say, entertainment apps that help you, you know, center yourself, meditate, things like that, that you can get. A lot of them are free. They're either ad-supported or you know, you can donate or whatever. But I think the best way is to just, you know, recognize that you may have a problem and get help from, you know, friends, psychologists, you know, mental health professionals. There's, you know, ever since the pandemic started, there's a suicide helpline, you know, here in Panama. I think it's 169 that you can talk to them and ask them what resources are available and so on. And if not, just reach out. There's always people willing to help. There's an interview with Fred Rogers from some time ago before he died that I always go back to. And he would mention that when he was a child, he would look at the news and see a lot of bad things going on, and he would ask his mother, you know, about these bad things going on, and his mother would say, focus on the helpers. Every time that there's some calamity, something bad happening or whatever, there's a lot of people in pain, a lot of people suffering, and there's, you know, some people out there doing damage. But focus on the helpers. Every time there's something like that, you'll see people running towards what happened and helping others. Focus on that and be a part of that, and, you know, you can be the change that you need.
Excellent. And any more travels lined up for you? Because I know you said you're going to be busy.
I may have to travel a lot, you know, in the coming days, so I'll keep you posted, let you know when I'm going to be able to, you know, pop in or not. And, yeah, a lot of talking to companies and people about things like security. We've talked about how nowadays having an antivirus, a firewall, and a VPN is kind of, you know, a commodity. Everybody has to have them for one reason or another. So the next frontier of security is going to be identity, keeping your identity safe, keeping your identification credentials and so on safe, going past passwords. You know, there's a future where passwords will not be a thing. It'll be either some sort of biometrics or some sort of double verification or whatever. The days of remembering passwords will probably come to an end at some point. So there's a lot of education to be done in that regard.
All right. And just, I don't know if you've heard this, I came across a new VPN the other day, which I tried. It's working like a dream. And it's Atlas VPN. And it's good. You can actually go, if you want higher security or if you want streaming, you can click it and it'll set it up for you like that. And it's, I think, 70-odd countries I think it covers. And I tried it out, and it's so efficient. I mean, I'm not getting any slowness. Sometimes I get slowness with my other one. This one seems to be working right, so I'm still trying that out. But
I've worked with ExpressVPN, which works very good in China.
Okay. I mean, that's what I have been using up until now. And then this one was sort of recommended. I thought, let me try it.
And I've also tried NordVPN, which is really good. Now, the good thing about ExpressVPN is that it supports coming out of Panama. And you might think, why would I want that if I'm already in Panama? Well, for when you're not, there are certain websites like our local television stations that don't let you watch some shows if you're outside of Panama, which is, I think, ridiculous. So sometimes I have to pretend I'm in Panama because I'm outside because I want to watch something in the news that related to Panama.
I mean, now I've got to find somewhere where I can get on my VPN and watch the Grand Prix because the damn thing isn't shown live in Panama anymore. And Cable and Wireless, by the way, is owned by Liberty Media, which also happens to own Formula One. And we can't get it live here anymore.
Yeah, talk about running around in circles.
Well, no. We're not quite so bad with Formula One. We do go left and right.
Okay.
Alex, as always, thank you so much. Great to have you with us, and glad you enjoyed the trip. Thank you for all your input and all your info. And that's it. That is this morning, our tech session with Dr. Computer here on The Breakfast Show.
DataServe presented Tech with Dr. Computer. The innovations of our technological world are here on The Breakfast Show. This tech world is also a paradise for hackers
looking to steal your information. HP Wolf Security protects you. Switch to the world's most secure computers and printers. Visit DSPMA.com and get to know the HP Wolf Security technology.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentra 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Yes, indeed. Welcome back to The Breakfast Show, boys and girls, here on 89.3 Cool FM. It is the 26th of May, and it is Thursday, which means tomorrow is Friday. Let me just remind you, talking about security with Dr. Computer, cyber predators work from home, and isn't it time for your security to do that as well? Now, you can protect yourself and your workplace with HP Wolf Security. Switch to the world's most secure computers and printers. Go along and visit www.dspma.com. Got that? www.dspma.com. And get to know the Wolf Security technology. Oh, yes. Well, never mind. Here's Shirley Bassey on this morning's breakfast show. All by Myself is what it's called. Beautiful track.
I never needed and making love. Living alone, I think of all the friends I've known. But when I dial the telephone, nobody's home. So distant and obscure remains the cure.
Don't wanna live all by myself anymore.
She certainly knows how to belt them out, doesn't she? Hey, Dame Shirley Bassey there, and All By Myself. Time on The Breakfast Show, 18 and a half minutes. That's after the hour of 9 o'clock. Still to come, we're going to check in with Yasmin in a little while. And I know she's got a couple of tracks of Born on This Day in music as well. So that's going to be good. And we've got that still to come. We'll have a little chat with her as well. See how she went off to an event yesterday. We'll see how that went as well. I went to one last night too. So we'll talk about that. Oh, still plenty to do. Plenty of great music, of course. We're right through to the top of the hour. You're listening to The Breakfast Show. We are on 89.3 Cool FM. Are we, Richard?
You're listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Made my way into the night. All that was
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
There we go, two in a row. We started off with Fast Love from George Michael and Summer Mix, of course, that one. And, that was the Lighthouse Family, that last one, and Postcards from Heaven. You are listening to The Breakfast Show. We are at 89.3, Call FM. Keep an eye on the time. We're 28 minutes, in fact, exactly after the hour of 9 o'clock here on this morning's breakfast show. Time for me to take a wander off down the corridor and go and chat with Yasmin.
morning.
Good morning.
And how are we today?
Oh, very good.
Now, how was your little excursion yesterday?
Oh, yesterday was crazy. But it was fun.
Mm-hmm. How did it go?
Well, I went to the launching of the new book, Mi Diario, Mujer.
Oh, right, yes.
Mujer Conscientemente.
Mm-hmm.
And the author is Saskia. Saskia, she's a coach already here mm-hmm. in Panama. And it's very good. It's to empower women who had a hard life, you know, in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And she also has a foundation.
Uh-huh.
And she was talking about that, about the foundation, mm-hmm. about how she helps women in Panama.
Mm-hmm.
So that was very interesting. And also it was Carlos Vallarino. He was singing.
Okay.
At the beginning. Do you remember him?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I love his songs, and everybody really enjoyed this launching.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And you went to another one, didn't you?
Yeah, another one. That was the Miss Universe Panama.
Mm-hmm.
They did the presentation of the new Miss Universe
mm-hmm.
For Panama, of course. And she talked a little bit about how was her experience and everything. But we realized she already participated in another contest, Miss Mundo, in different countries.
Oh, really?
So she's got a lot of experience.
Uh-huh.
And she looks nice. She looks like a good option for Panama. So we'll see what's going on for Miss Universe this year.
Bit of an unfair advantage, or is it?
Well, we thought, it wasn't really a competition,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, we'll see.
I mean, I'm not being funny, but in this day and age, we got sort of this type of competition sort of frowned on at all these days or not, you think?
Well, the thing is that this year they got their new board kind of late. So seems like they had to do everything, all the contests and the judges selecting mm-hmm. the girls and everything. It was like in a rush.
Right.
So maybe this year, yeah, I was a little confused, but
yeah.
Maybe. We'll see next year.
Okay. Keep mm-hmm. our fingers crossed.
Yeah, they are trying to do their best.
Mm-hmm.
But as they are all new, you know,
yeah.
it's hard at the beginning.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Well, keep our fingers crossed. We'll do well.
Yes, mm-hmm. hopefully.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Let's take a look at your first This Day in Music for today. A couple of brilliant ones. Jazzy this morning.
Oh, yes. The first one is Peggy Lee. She was born in 1920. American singer, actress. Her real name was Norma Dolores Ekstrom,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
who had the 1958 U.S. number 8 and U.K. number 5 single Fever, and worked with Benny Goodman, Randy Newman, and Quincy Jones. She was nominated for 12 Grammy Awards, winning Best Contemporary Vocal Performance for her 1969 hit It's That All There Is.
Well, yeah, I remember that one. I'll tell you what, the first one, I might try and see if I can dig that out a bit later on.
Mm-hmm.
But the one I've got is the one you mentioned first of all, that 1958, Fever, mm-hmm. because this is one she really became famous because of this. It's being covered, of course, by so many, many, many,
oh,
many
yes.
people, including, one of my favourites is Shirley Bassey. But Peggy mm-hmm. Lee, brilliant. Should we take a listen?
Oh, yes, of course.
Never know how much I love you, never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, a fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. I light up when you call my name, and you know I'm gonna
treat you right, you give me fever. When you kiss me, fever, when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, a fever all through the night. Everybody's got the fever, that is something you all know. Fever isn't such a new thing, fever started long ago. Romeo loved Juliet, Juliet she felt the same. When he put his arms around her, he said, Julie, baby, you're my flame. Now give us fever. When we kiss us, fever with thy flaming use. Fever, I'm a fire. Fever, yea, I burn forsooth. Captain Smith and Pocahontas had a very mad affair. When her daddy tried to kill him, she said, Daddy, oh, don't you dare give me fever. With his kisses, fever, when he holds me tight. Fever, I'm his missus. Daddy, won't you treat him right? Now you've listened to my story. Here's the point that I have made. Chicks were born to give you fever, be it Fahrenheit or centigrade, they give you fever. When you kiss them, fever, if you live, you learn. Fever, till you sizzle, what a lovely way to burn.
What a beautiful voice, eh?
Mm-hmm,
yeah, fever. And it's amazing listening to that through the headphones, how absolutely clear it is. And that's from 1958.
Yeah,
probably not
exactly
that original one, but beautiful. And what a lovely voice.
Mm-hmm.
My father introduced me to Peggy Lee.
Really?
Yeah, he had a few of her records.
Oh.
And, yeah. And now your next one is good as well. Another jazzy one.
Uh-huh. Miles Davis. He was born in 1926. Jazz trumpeter and composer who had the 1959 album with Kind of Blue. He was a major influence on jazz music.
And this one that I've chosen is called Round Midnight. Well, that's the first part of Round Midnight from Miles Davis. What an amazing trumpeter he was. Mm-hmm. Absolutely brilliant. So there we go. Yeah, a couple of jazzy ones this morning, yes.
Very relaxing.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It was good to put you to sleep a bit, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's good for the weather.
Look, yeah, that's right. Yeah, look out the window. Yeah, right, that's it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or later, well, of course, round midnight. I mean, it's really sort of appropriate, isn't it? Sort of midnight, so it's sort of, just have that in the background.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
lovely.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what are you up to today?
Well, today is my mom's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So
oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Hang on. We go. Hang on. Is she listening?
No.
Oh.
That's why I didn't tell you before.
Okay. Well, happy birthday. Is she out having fun then?
I don't know. I haven't seen her yet.
Okay.
But Ian and I are going to cook today for her.
Ah, lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
So I'll tell you tomorrow how it was.
Yes, if she's still alive.
Or the food was boring, or we don't know.
Oh, wish her luck. Oh, she's very brave. Are you a good cook?
I think so, but I don't like it, so... Well, but when
you,
I
you
do
don't,
it,
you
it's
don't
good.
Like eating it, or you don't like cooking?
No, I don't like cooking. But when I have to do it, I think it's all right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, today you have to do it because it's for your mum's birthday. And I don't care if she's listening or not. She's going to get one of these.
Happy birthday with the music you love.
Oh, yeah.
So you can tell her she missed it.
Oh, yeah. Thank you very much.
Of course she's got to have one of those. Good grief. And you're going to be doing that cooking today, and Ian's going to be helping you.
Mm-hmm, yes.
So while you cook, he'll play the saxophone.
No, I think he's going to be cooking, and I'm just going to help.
Okay, you're going to be supervising.
Yes.
Oh, your mother will be okay then. By the way, what I advise you to do as well when you're cooking is open a bottle of wine. It always helps.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, so anyway, yes, have a great day, and wish your mum a happy birthday from us when you get
thank
there
you very
for
much.
Me. And enjoy it. I think she's going to have a great time.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Now, we were talking about Peggy Lee. And that song, is that all there is?
Mm-hmm.
I found it.
Oh.
Let's have a listen. Peggy Lee.
I remember when I was a little girl, our house caught on fire. I'll never forget the look on my father's face as he gathered me up in his arms and raced to the burning building out on the pavement. And I stood there, shivering in my pajamas, and watched the whole world go up in flames. And when it was all over, I said to myself, is that all there is to a fire? Is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friend, then let's keep dancing. Let's break out the booze and have a ball. If that's all there is. And when I was 12 years old, my daddy took me to the circus, the greatest show on earth. There were clowns and elephants and dancing bears, and a beautiful lady in pink tights flew high above our heads. And as I sat there watching, I had the feeling that something was missing. I don't know what, but when it was all over, I said to myself, is that all there is to the circus? Is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, got the booze and have a ball. And then I fell in love with the most wonderful boy in the world. We'd take long walks down by the river, or just sit for hours gazing into each other's eyes. We were so very much in love. And then one day, he went away, and I thought I'd die, but I didn't. And when I didn't, I said to myself, is that all there is to love? Is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friend, then let's keep. I know what you must be saying to yourselves. If that's the way she feels about it, why doesn't she just end it all? Oh no, not me. I'm not ready for that final.
Mm-hmm. What happened? I sort of moved my hand and I touched the button. Oh, it's starting again from the beginning. Never mind. That was Peggy Lee and All That There Is. Sorry about that. Time on the Breakfast Show is 15 minutes before the 10 o'clock. Big thanks to Yasmin for this day in music. And we got most of that one in. Peggy Lee. Is that all there is? Is that all there is? That's what someone said. It just stopped funny. Is that all there is? Yes, it is. Right, I tell you what. Here is Black. The Way She Was Before, another beautiful track.
Tell me, have you seen her? Did she look the same as before? The last time that I saw her, I swore that I didn't know that was who she was. But if I tried, I can still see that look in her eye, the one that went missing. It's not all I'm missing from the way she was before. Like she was having fun, smiling at a stranger is when she's dangerous, never afraid of what she has done. But if I try, I can still see that look in her eyes, the one that went missing. No.
The way she was.
lovely, isn't it? That's Black and the way she was before. When I say Black, of course, it was the stage name of Colin Vancombe. And he was an English singer-songwriter, sadly no longer with us. He emerged from the, believe it or not, the punk rock music scene and achieved mainstream pop success in the late 1980s, most notably with the 1986 single, which it was called Wonderful Life, which was an international hit for him in the next year. William Rorman of AllMusic described Vancombe as a, quote, smoky-voiced singer-songwriter whose sophisticated jazz pop songs and dramatic vocal delivery place him somewhere between Brian Ferry and Morrissey. And Michael Hann of The Guardian described his voice as a slightly frayed baritone. If he's frayed, what's Rod Stewart? And there we go. Sadly, he died at the age, just at the age of 53. If I remember right, it was after a car accident, if I'm not mistaken. So yeah, sadly missed. A lovely song though. Time on the Breakfast Show, about 4.5 minutes right now, away from the hour of 10 o'clock. I got time to put one more in, squeeze one more in. This is a cover. It's Margot Bingham and her version of Dream a Little Dream of Me.
Shining bright above you, night breezes seem to whisper, I love you. Birds singing in the sycamore tree, dream a little dream of me. Say nighty night and kiss me, just hold me tight and tell me you'll miss me. While I'm alone and blue as can be, dream a little dream of me. Stars fading, but I linger on, dear, still craving your kiss. I'm longing to linger till dawn, dear, just saying this. Till sunbeams find you, sweet dreams that leave all worries behind you. But in your dreams, whatever they be, dream a little dream of me. We meet at evening time. Sunbeams find you.
they be, dream a little dream of me.
There we go. Not bad, is it? Margot Bingham and Dream a Little Dream of Me. Time on the breakfast show. We're just sort of 5 minutes away from the top of the hour, so it is time for me to say goodbye. But remember, tomorrow's Friday. Look forward to that, won't we? Big thanks go out this morning, firstly, to Dr. Computer for our tech talk, and that was in the 8 o'clock hour this morning. Big thanks to Alex Newman. And also a big thank you this morning. Got that This Day Music, and a little chat with Yasmin, my producer. Don't forget, she does all our social media stuff and everything like that. So a big thanks to Yasmin. Also to my co-producer, Neil Danby, gets us a lot of the background information for the show as well. So big thanks to him and to the boys and girls at Grupa Grada, who keep us up and running in the mornings. Yeah, they're bright and easy early in the morning. Get us started. And to, you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for spending time with us here on The Breakfast Show, 89.3 Cool FM. Now, as I just mentioned, we will be back with you normal time, 6 o'clock tomorrow morning for our Friday programme, TGIF. There's a Music Friday for you tomorrow, so we're just going to sit back and relax and take a rummage around the music collection and around the internet as well. And we've got Freaky Fun Facts Friday from Ingrid. So yes, also, mustn't forget, she was out in the wilds today hunting pussycats. That was, I thought that was classic. It was like, say, it was like a David Attenborough sort of jungle expedition. So big thanks to Ingrid. Well, whatever it is you're going to be doing during the course of today, please do it carefully. 6 o'clock tomorrow morning, what do I want to be doing? Of course I do. I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. So from me, till then, Jerry D. Ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.